can you talk a little bit about what MSU could gain from a high profile exposure like this?
Well, I think anytime you have a chance to play in the postseason, you want to take advantage of that, especially if you have a young team that can benefit from it and use it as a springboard and momentum heading into next season. So that was real important. And then certainly we're getting more practice time for our team. That's critical to a young team. And then the exposure itself. Anytime you win is a great thing, and to be able to do it on national television helps you a bunch in recruiting. So from all of that, we couldn't be more excited with the experience we've had in the CIT.
What has been the financial impact of this run? I understand there's a $30,000 guarantee for each round.
Well, you know, we've run up against a couple of challenges. One, our first was spring break. Then we had quite a few university events scheduled week two, and we've had Murray and Callaway County's schools district on spring break this week. So it's certainly been odd. People aren't used to us playing home games in April, but our fans have really stepped up, and I couldn't be more excited about what they've done to support our team and our fans during this run. Financially, we have had a guarantee to pay with the CIT. It's actually $36,000 for each game. Fortunately, we've sold enough tickets to not only meet that guarantee, but also cover our game expenses. And in the end, I'm hoping to have even a little bit left over, which, you know, can benefit our program. So it's been a win-win. And certainly when you think about two national television opportunities not costing the university a dime, that's a big deal.
How do you like our chances stacking up, public Ivy versus Ivy?
That's pretty good. I like it. I think our team's playing really well. I think playing at home gives us an advantage. Yale's a good ball club. Certainly you see that by their upset last night. And it'll be a really, really good game, but I'm hopeful the Racers will come out on top.
Does the CIT give out, a cash reward for winning the tournament or anything like that?
No, they don't. I'm not sure at the end of the season whether if there's revenue left over, if it's distributed amongst the members. This is our first time in it, and first time we've advanced this far, obviously. And so I'm not familiar with what'll happen after the tournament's over.
You think there'll be some sort of quantifiable rise in recruiting based on this national exposure?
Well, I mean, Murray's been in a pretty good position for a number of years. You know, we've had a great tradition, a lot of championships, a lot of NCAA appearances. So I'm not sure it'll do that. It certainly keeps us on the forefront, gives us great momentum going into next year, a lot of television exposure, and hopefully an OVC championship and another NCAA appearances right around the corner for us. That's what we're building towards.